welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing to do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. Wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, and Sister Emily, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, normally Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band angels, there's you, me, my dad, I believe it's Brother Six up here, and we also have a 434-321.
All right. Well, the caller with the 434, if you wish to say anything, just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to open your mic. And six, if you're there, just say howdy. We got your mic open. We do believe it is you. So we'd like to hear from you. Amen. Here on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study.
I opened it and then he closed it.
Okay, that must be then probably Nikhail or whoever. So could be Nikhail calling in. So, well, if could be so, that's all right. If you wish to join us, just say howdy. But while we're getting ready here tonight.
Good boy.
If you got any prayer requests or whatever, we'd be glad to hear from you. We'll start with you, Emily. What do you have for us for tonight?
Just for me and the situation that I've been dealing with all day. And naturally, our first responders.
Okay.
Also for my mom, my aunt, the rest of my family, and sixes as well.
Okay. Well, how about Ruth? You give her the line there and see what she might have for us tonight.
Okay, hang on.
The first blood spoken, honey. That's all.
All right. So with that, I think we'll start with this song. Kind of put it out there for Six, as well as a dedication to Mama Six. I know that they'll both love this, so here we go. Kevin LaVar, your destiny. Amen. Here on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Ruth, while we try to get this going here, could you read a scripture for us?
Oh, yeah. Want maybe a few verses or? Oh, okay.
Something short, maybe out of Psalms.
Okay, I can come back. I was in Proverbs. Okay. Let's see. That isn't too long, I guess. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Anything else, sweetheart? Is that good?
Yeah.
You want to throw in something else? Let's see if I can find another. Not a real long one. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause. Against an ungodly nation, O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God by exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Hold on, let me tell you something. Ruth, I don't know what's going on. Blog Talk is doing something here, man.
All right.